亚，
哈利路亚，
请坐。
Let's be seated。
好，现在我们大家打开罗马书第八章第二十九、第三十节。
Shall we turn to Romans chapter 8, verses 31 to 32?
罗马书第八章第二十九、第三十两节。
I'm sorry, verses 29 and 30 of Romans chapter 8.
我先念一遍，由大家一同开声来念。因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他的儿子在许多的弟兄中做长子。预先所定下的人，又招他们来，所招来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们的荣耀。我们大家一同来读二十九三十，一二三。
因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。预先所定下的人又招他们来，所招来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们的荣耀。
请你注意，在这里主做了几件的工作。
Here we see that the Lord has done a few things.
主到底几个动词在这里写了他的工作。
Here.、
大家注意，我在念的时候我把动词念大声一点，那你就知道了。因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的榜样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。预先所定下的又招他们来，所招来的又称他们为义，所称为义的又叫他们得荣耀。在这里有几样神所做的工作。
So a few work that God has done here.
几样。
How many?
三。
Three.
四。
Four.
二。
Two.
五。
Five.
几。
How many?
几个。第一个定词是什么？
What is the first one?
定。
Predestined.
第二个动词是什么？
The second verb.
招。
Call.
第三个动词是什么？
Third.
称义。
Justify.
第四个动词是什么？
The fourth.
是他们的荣耀。
Glorify.
这个不是动词啊。
Glorify.
这个不是动词，但是神把荣耀归给他们的意思。
But God has given glory to them.
荣耀他们的意思。
God glorify them.
所以这一共有四个重要的动词。
Four important verbs here.
这个四个重要动词前面有一个字。
And four important verbs preceding is
是什么？
What's that?
是神知这个事情。
God knew for new.
知。
God knows.
有定，有招，有称，有荣。
And they got predestined, got called, got justified, got glorified.
那么在这几个动词的里面，
In these few verbs,
你看见的圣徒，也是真正得救的基督徒，到底有几种经历？
You see that the saints, the truly true Christians, how many experiences did they have?
你注意看，有几个经历？
Pay attention, how many experiences?
几个经历？
How many experiences we have?
三个经历？
Three.
两个经历？
出
几个？
How many?
勇敢一点，最多讲错了。
So be brave. The most that you're wrong.
好，几个？三个。
Three.
三个。
Three.
我一大声你就笑起来了。
So when I speak loudly,
是不是三个？几个经历？
How many?
什么经历？第一个什么？
What?
蒙召。
Being called.
第二。
The second.
蒙称义。
Being justified.
第三。
The third.
的荣耀。
Glorified.
那么被知是不是我们的经历？
We are being foreknown, is that experience?
我们都不知我们被知。
We do not know that we are being foreknown.
所以我们在知识里面也不知道神知道我们的这个经历。
So in knowledge we don't know this experience that God knows us.
我们蒙定的时候，
When we are being predestined,
我们就不知道我们蒙定。
We do not know that we are being predestined.
预先被定。
And also for new, for predestined, we don't know.
但我们蒙召的时候，
But when we are being called,
我们知道不知道？
Do we know?
知道不知道？
Do we know?
李建安，
李建安，
我现在叫他的时候，
When I call him,
他在这里。
He's here.
知道不知道？
Does he know?
他知道。
He knows.
我不会叫一个死人。
I wouldn't call a dead man.
不会的。
No.
我不会叫一个睡觉的人。
I wouldn't call a sleepy man.
会的。
I would.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为睡觉的人还没有死。大家说，睡觉的人
The one who sleep is not dead yet.
就叫大声一点，
When I call,
他会醒过来。
He will be awakened.
上帝呼召我们的时候，
When God calls us,
我们到底是睡觉或者是死？
Are we sleeping? Are we dead?
你怎么知道？
How do we know?
你是睡觉？
You're sleeping.
你真的是睡觉？
Fully are sleeping.
你没有死吗？
You're not dead.
当我们死在罪犯过犯中间
The Bible says we are dead in sin
他使我们活过来
But he revived us
那么他呼召我们的时候
And then when he called us
是我们睡觉的时候或者我们死的时候
Is there a time we are sleeping or we are dead? Sleeping or dead?、
啊、等一下你慢慢想哈
So you must think hard
耶稣说 Talitha kumi
When Jesus Christ said rise up
耶鲁的女儿就起来了
And Jairus the daughter rise up
那个时候她是先醒过来还在睡才叫她或者死的时候就叫她
Was she sleeping and then was awakened or was she dead then was she called to life
Lazarus 出来
Lazarus come out
Lazarus 本来已经醒了但是还不出来
Lazarus was awake but sleepy but did not come out
耶稣叫她出来她我等很久了
And Jesus said come out He said I waited for a long time for you to call me
是她已经醒了还没有出来或者她还在死的呢
Is it that he has awakened by now come out or is it dead
死的时候对不对
He was dead
那么耶稣呼召的时候
When Jesus called
三次
Three times
少年人
Young man
我叫你起来
I want to rise up
耶路的女儿
Jairus daughter
他的他哭命
他的他哭命
他就起来
And she rise up
Lazarus 出来
Lazarus come out
他就出来
And she came out, he came out
都是三个人在死的状况中间
Three are in dead state Then they were called
所以我们今天要谈的事情呢
So what are we going to discuss tonight
神的作为跟我们在经过救赎的经历怎么配合
It's God's work and our experience salvation How do you come together
这是很有兴趣的
This is very interesting
也就是罗马书第八章二十八二十九三十节建联起来的信息
And then also the integrated whole of verses 28, 29, 30 of the Romans chapter 8
万事互相效力
All things work together
或者神在万事中使他们互相效力
Or what
God works in all 这里没有爱上帝的人的So that those who love him will be edified.
这里面是谁呢？
Who are these people?
爱上帝的人
Those who love God
爱上帝的是谁呢
Who are the ones who love God
按照他的旨意被造
Those who are called according to his will
神造什么人呢
Who are those who are called
他所知道的人
Call those he foreknew
知道的人怎样要照顾到他们呢
When he foreknew he called how did he call
定下按照他的儿子模样来生活
Because even predestined they be conformed to God's image
所以以后定了以后
After being predestined
造他们
Then call them
造了以后
After calling
称他为义
And as a justified people, after justification,
是他的荣耀
and glorified them.
这一段的圣经里不但有神主动的步骤
So in this passage, only there's a procedure where God is active,
也有人亲身的经历
but also man's personal experience,
用神拯救我们的步骤
the procedure where God saved us,
我们还没有领受福音以前已经一个客观的事实
that before that we receive the salvation, there is an objective fact,
但是当我们领受福音的时候
that when we receive the salvation,
主光经历了这些的事
Subjectively we experience all these things
今天我们教会的人
Today in our church
当我们明白福音真理的时候
When we know about the truth of the gospel
我们常常从经历起
We want to understand through experience
不是从神的计划起
Not through God's plan
Where we are with it 这里要把神的计划跟人的经历配合起来
But God has called to work together God's plan and our experience
你都梦到了
You see I have been called
神不知道我的声音我听见
God called me I heard
那么你梦到是因为有呼召的人才会梦到
So your call becomes
the one who calls you 在梦到是个背后
So to be called your passive
呼召是个主动
Calling is coming from someone who
is actively 是主动的
God actively calls
我的人是背后
We are passive
他称我们为义的时候 他是称义者
He is a justifier
我们的被称义的
We are the justified one
他主动我们被动
We are passive
我们以后基督再来我们得着荣耀的时候
Then when Christ comes we are glorified
他使我们得着荣耀
He allows us to be glorified
我们领受了这个荣耀
We receive the glorification
是他主动
He acted
我们被动
We acted
那到底基督徒的经历是主动或者是被动
Then Christian experience is passive or active
我们许多时候说我都是主动的
At the time you say we are active
是我要参加聚会
I want to come to meet
是我愿意听到
I am willing to
listen我愿意思想
I'm willing to think
思想的我愿意相信
After I'm willing to believe
相信的我愿意到主的面前
After I'm willing to come to
愿意跪下来
I'm willing to kneel down
愿意接受耶稣
willing to accept Christ
我愿意祷告主的圣灵
I'm willing to
愿意跟随主
I'm willing to follow him
愿意奉献他
I'm willing to
我愿意保守自己圣洁到耶稣再来
I keep myself holy until he comes back
今天我们看见教会有许多许多的讲台
So today many times we see in the popular church
都随着人的这种主动性的激 经验来解释福音的过程。
You want to interpret the gospel procedures through this acquired event.
当我从这方面来看的时候
，When looking from this perspective，
这都是我所做的事情。
I would
it. 是我听到。
It is I hear.
是我相信。
It is I believe.
是我明白。
It is I understand.
是我接受。
It is I receive.
是我跪下。
It is I believe.
是我信道。
It is I preach.
是我跟随。
It is I follow God.
是我坚守道。
It is I keep myself.
我是主动。
I am acquired.
所以当一个人在主动经历中间，一直看自己这方面的时候
，When someone in active experience look at himself，
他就不会明白恩典的问题。
Then you wouldn't know something about grace。
他会建立自己的功劳。
You establish your own merit。
然后就教育他说：“我比你更爱主。
”And you say, "I love God more than you do."
我比你更圣洁。
And also, I'm more holy than you
do. 我比你更忠心跟随。
I'm more faithful than you do.
我比你更坚守到底。
I keep even more holy than you do.
那么，就让我们自己的主动性的这些步骤。当作我们的条件
and slowly we thought that all this active part that we get is a condition for you say
这我信者的条件
so the condition of a believer
是配合神施恩的另外一个条件
then it works together with the condition of grace
而我们在引用圣经另外一节说我这就是本乎恩也因着信
then we quote the Bible saying that we are saved because of grace and because we believe
是神那一边是这样的
so God give the grace from his
side 我这边表现信心
on my side because I faith
你上帝就组成了一个 50-50 的有限公司。
So we have a partnership with God, partnership with God 50-50%.
主啊，你是50，我是50。
God, you are 50, I am 52.
那两个人在一起就是你力不好，
是不是
力量不好
？Coming together, become 有限公司。
有限的公司，
实际上嘛，
那你舍不得做了。
So we will get
钱的五十。我五十，
你
是施恩，
有 give grace，
有信心，
I believe，
你呼召，
有 call，
顺从，
I follow，
保守，
有 keep，
我坚守，
I perceive，
你感动，
and you
我顺从，
I submit，
你引导，
you lead，
我奔跑，
and I follow。
主啊，感谢你那五十分。
God， thank you for your 50%。
主啊，你也要感谢我这五十分。
God， thank you， you must thank me also for the 50%。
因为我们。合作得很好
，because we accomplish so well，
we get along so well，
我们合作这么好
，so nice，
这么好，
我们要 both the same important，
所以我们同样的重要。
主啊，你一半我一半
，God half of you half of me，
是这样吗
？Is that so？
不是的
，No，
保罗在这里完全用一个方法来告诉我们，既然是本来自己。
God is our crowd. The Paul here tells us another way that how the service is realized about us.
神预先所知道
，Those that God knew
就定下
，and He predestined.
这里就是预先知道，然后就因为知道才有办法定下。
不行 ，It's not saying that He foreknew, then only He predestined.
他预知跟预定是在一起
，because He predestination and foreknowledge is together.
两件事告诉你。都在我们还没有存在以前
This two things were the talent before even we exist
我们的存在为什么存在
And our existence what for
我们的存在因为神创造而存在
Our existence is because God has created and that's why we exist
我们具体的存活是为什么而存活
We continue to live but what for
因为神保守而存活
Because God kept us that's why we live
所以我们的存在是神主动创造的一个
Our existence is a result of God's active creation.
我们继续断存活是神主动保护的一个事。
And we continue to believe it's called God continue to keep us.
我们没有存在以前。
And before we exist,
神存在吗？
That's God exists.
神存在。
好，
我们没有继续存活以前。
Before we continue to live,
神继续永存吗？
God continue to live,
神永存。
神立着
这样子。自存永存的上帝
He's a self-existing and eternally existing
为了上帝是无变有的上帝
And this one who created at zero
自存永存的上帝是主动的
The God who is self-existing eternally existing is active one
是无变有的上帝是创造
And the God who created at zero is a creator
主动的创造者
He's the active creator
就成为创造界之主
Become the Lord of the creation
因为他是主
Because he's Lord
主动创造
，actively create，
他创造了万有
，and create all things，
他是万物的创造主
，and the creator of all things，
创造者是被造物之主。
So the creator is the Lord of the creatures。
被造物一定要从这方面看，我们的神是主动的，是在主位的，是主体性的，是主。
So we creator must view God as the active one, the creator, and also the activator.
那么，但是，既然临到我们的时候
，So when this dimension comes to us，
我们是
站在有更深的地步。
We are standing in the position to be born.
再重新建造你。
To be recreated.
我们是 recreated, regenerated. 我们 saved, redeemed by God.
我们呢是重新被创造，重新重生，然后是被神所救赎，然后被神所拯救。
这个清楚给我们看见。
所以这个格列怀不看嘛，
完全站在被动的地步领受恩典。
Totally we're standing in the position of passive man to receive the grace。
这个观念清楚了以后，
所谓的 clear this concept，
教育了人的功劳的因素去减少。
Then a man's working the church shall reduce.
人对恩典的了解去加深。
So man's understanding of grace increases.
当人对恩典的了解加深的时候
，When man increases in the understanding of grace, God
骄傲就没有地位在教会。
Then there's no position of pride in the church.
这是东升点的话。
Because all these things about grace power,
有要归给上帝就更容易。
Then it's easy for to give grace of glory to God.
我们今天许多许多的时候
，But then many times to ask,
我们不肯把荣耀归给上帝。
We do not want to give the glory to God.
我们的本钱在里面很多
，because we thought that we're good，
然后我们感到自己了不起
，we thought that we're good，
所以恩典神学是谦卑的基础。
So the doctrine of grace is the foundation of our humility.
恩典神学是把荣耀归给上帝的基础。
The doctrine of grace is the foundation for all to give glory to God.
怎样建立恩典神学
？How do we establish doctrine of grace?
恩典神学是对神主权了解的一个核心。
The doctrine of grace is itself for us to understand that God's grace.
如果我们要明白这是神的恩典
，If we know that this is the grace of God，
你要先知道主权。在他自己手中的上帝，如果他不是恩，他没有现在。
You must know that the God who holds sovereignty, if doesn't give the grace, he's not indebted to us.
如果他不现在
，if not indebted to us，
他就没有责任施恩。
And there's no duty for him to give grace.
如果我们欠债
，if we are indebted to him，
我们就没有资格蒙恩。
Then we're not qualified to be saved.
我再讲一次啊，
好不好？
如果上帝没有欠我们债
，if God is indebted to us，
他就没有责任施恩。
Then he doesn't responsibility to give grace.
如果是我们欠上帝债
，if we are indebted to God，
我们就没有资格蒙恩。
Then we're not qualified to receive the grace.
如果恩典还会临到我们这。现在的人身上
，so that if grace can come to us for indebted to God，
我们知道我们非常非常不配。
Then we know that we are very very unworthy。
如果我们是非常非常不配的人
，if we are very unworthy to receive the grace，
竟然蒙了恩典
，but then we receive the grace，
这不是恩典，更是恩典。
This is only for the soul that grace is all the more grace。
恩典的神学，你明白了这个意思的时候
，if you understand the doctrine of grace until this stage，
你就没有可能在抓住自己的。因为自己有什么资格蒙恩而骄傲
？That is not possible for you to hold yourself and say that I'm proud because I have qualified to receive grace.
恩典的神学，你明白到这个地步的时候
，When I understand doctrine of grace and this state，
你就没有理由，也没有借口再把一些所有荣耀夺取过来，当作是你自己应当的。
Then there's no reason for you to snatch the glory of God, thinking that you're worthy for glory.
主啊
，You say, Lord，
这一切都是你的主权。
All these are by your sovereignty.
这一切都是你的恩典。
All these are by your grace.
主啊，可怜我这个罪
！God has pity on me as a sinner。
可是耶稣基督所提到的那个税吏跟犯罪的神面前祷告不同的地方。
This is what this guy heard the difference of the prayer of a tax collector and the Pharisees。
那个法利赛人穿着法利赛衣。
The Pharisee took the robe of the Pharisee.
走路的态度法利赛态。
He walked like a Pharisee.
讲话的声音法利赛调。
He speak like a Pharisee.
祷告的方法的法利赛法。
He pray like a Pharisee.
主啊，你知道我
，You know me，
一个礼拜禁食两次
，That I fast twice a week，
我不犯罪
，I never sin，
我不犯奸淫
，I never commit adultery，
我也不像这个坏蛋
，I never like this man tax collector，
我每一个礼拜禁食两次
，Every week I fast twice，
我四分之一都献给你
，I also tithe for you，
我是一个义人
，I'm a righteous man，
主啊
，Lord，
我
I.
他讲主一次，讲我好。
So he said, Lord, once my many eyes.
他的祷告是大声的。
His prayer is a loud prayer.
因为世人知道他有这些好事。
So they all know, all men will know that he has this good point.
他祷告变成报告。
So his prayer is a report.
祷告变成
布告
is a prayer like a proclamation.
祷告变成宣告
like a notice.
祷告变成控告
and like a prosecution.
我不像这个罪人
I'm not like this tax collector.
他在街口大声呼喊
So he make excuses to make loud noise.
上帝的儿子耶稣看见这个事情
But the son of God when he heard this.
他说什么呢
What did he say?
他是自言自语
He said he murmured to himself.
耶稣基督讲的自言自语不一定是指说他小小声声自己说话。
It doesn't mean that he talked softly.
因为法利赛人爱在街口祷告。
Because the Pharisees like to pray at the crossroads.
因为很多人来来去去可以听见他报告的。
Everybody who passed by will listen to his report.
耶稣所讲的自言自语是什么
？So when Jesus Christ he talked to himself,
是指他根本没有祷告达到上帝面前的可能。
We think there's some possibility for his prayer to reach God.
讲的是自己自言其说。
Whatever that is.Pray, he talked to himself.
自言自语
He talked to himself.
主啊
Lord,
我
I,
我
I,
我
I,
我
I,
主说你是对我讲还对你讲
Lord said, are you speaking to me or speaking to yourself?
所以呢他讲主一次是奉行故事
So he said about Lord only by the routine Lord.
他讲我我我我是夺取荣耀
When he said I is snatching away the glory of God
耶稣基督不接受这个
Jesus Christ never accept this prayer
耶稣基督说
He said Jesus said
另外一个税吏到主的面前
Like tax collector when he comes to me
他连抬头仰望都不敢
He doesn't even dare to lift his head to
为什么呢
Why
因为他甚至不配
Fully he knows he's not worthy
第二
The second
他俯首低下他的头来
He bowed head and prayed
什么意思呢
What do you mean
他谦卑知道自己的限制同软弱
Humbly he knows his limitations and weaknesses
他一低下头来的时候
When he bowed the head
看见的是自己的罪
He sees his own sin
看见了自己的不配
His own unworthiness
但是他吹胸什么意思呢
Then also he hit himself
真心悔改
And fully he repented
他低头吹胸祷告什么话呢
He bowed and also he hit himself
上帝啊
He prayed to God God
开恩可怜我这个罪人
Have mercy on me as a sinner
他的祷告里面只有一次提上帝
His prayer I mentioned only once
也只有一次提自己
When he mentioned about himself
当他提上帝的时候
When he mentioned about God
要神开恩
He want God to have mercy on him
当他提自己的时候
When he mentioned about himself
他承认他是罪人
He said I'm a sinner
这个人的祷告上帝听了
This man's prayer God
耶稣说他被称义了
You say he is justified
那个法利赛人不是的
The Pharisee is not
他是自言自语
He's talking to himself
所以你把这两个主耶稣基督亲自讲出来的对神祷告的人的态度的时候
So when you mention this attitude of Christ about these two persons
你把它比较
You want to compare
你就应当审查自己你今天基督徒灵性是怎么样
Then you will check yourself what spirituality do you have as a Christian
我们是不是感到我们是应当蒙恩的人
Do we feel that we are worthy for the grace
我们有信心和上帝的恩典相配合
That we use our faith and to work together with God's grace
保罗说不是的
Paul said no
他预先知道
He for you
那个时候你不知道他
At that time, you did not know him.
当你还不知道他
When you did not know him yet,
他已经知道你的时候
He already know you.
那个时候你连你的存在都还没有开始
At that time you not began or even your existence
那么神怎么知道我呢
yeah, How do does God know me?
因为他是创造者
He is the creator
他是主宰
He is the Lord
他不但是你我的主宰
Not only he is the Lord of you and I
他更是时间空间的主宰
Also is the Lord of time and space
在时间没有被造以前
Even before time is created
神已经存在
God was there.
在空间没有存在
Even before space exists,
神已经在那里。
God was there.
所以这一位神是预知的神。
So this God is God who foreknows.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为他本来就超过万有。
Because he himself transcends all things.
他是超越时间空间，从亘古到永恒自我存在的上帝。
He transcends time and space. He's the one who exists by himself from eternity to eternity.
神的知识是永恒中间的知识。
God's knowledge is knowledge of eternity.
完美的知识。
A perfect knowledge.
绝对的知识。
Absolute knowledge.
在他要造的人，在哪一个时代要生下来的人。他都预先认识他们
And even the man that he wanted to create before time he knew
你怎么样喊上帝 50-50 呢
How can you have 50-50 partnership with God
这个不可能的事情
It's not possible
因为你根本还没有存在
Because even before you
actually 已经知道了
God already knows
几年几月几日
Which year which day
唐崇龙要生下来
Stephen Tong was born
几年几月几日
Which year which day
王夫要生下来
王夫 was born
几年几月几日
Which year which week
李建南要生下来
李建南 will be born
他这样的知识
This girl not even God.
因为他是创造者。
Because the creator.
他有超越者。
He transcends.
他是超越时空者。
He transcends time and space.
他是超越历史者。
He transcends history.
所以他的知识是从永恒而来。
His knowledge comes from eternity.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
以后。
And after that,
我们得救上了天堂，与神一同在永恒里面。
When we are saved and be with God in eternity in heaven,
现在不明白的事，那是都要明白。
Things that we don't understand now, we understand at the time. But then,
请你知道，那个时候你的知识也绝对不能像上帝的知识那样完美。
Even that knowledge you have at that time will not be as perfect as God's.
你说为什么？
You see why?
因为你永远不是神。
Because eternally you're not God.
你到永恒中间被救赎的最完全的地步是还是一个人的完全不是神。
Even eternity when you're being perfect is a human perfection, not God's perfection.
Only God is God.
只有神是神。
Let God be God.
让神为神吧。
Let man be man.
让神人为人吧。
Even you have been perfect, perfected, made perfect.In the eternity,
我们是被成为完全的，但是还是这个被造者的完全。
You will never this, if transcend yourself, become the creator.
我们永远不会超越自己，好像神一般。
所以李长寿的思想是完全错误。
So witness this thinking is totally wrong.
那个说人要以神变成一个灵，人要变成神，没有这个事。
You say man will be the spirit at the time, man will be turned to God. It's not.
神自己是切。绝对超越超越的
because God is the absolute transcending one
所以他预知预定
His foreknowledge is predestination
那个上帝先知道然后他才定
God foreknew then he predestined
那表示他的预定是他预知的结果
or the predestination result is foreknowledge
这又错了
That's wrong
为什么呢
Why
如果上帝的预定是上帝的预知的结果的话
because if God's predestination result is foreknowledge
上帝的知识才能够影响上帝的意志
and then And God's knowledge will influence His will.
上帝知了
God knows.
然后他爱了
Then He loves.
然后他定他所爱所知的定当怎样怎样
Then only He will to predestine those He know and love.
那么意志是受他的感情跟他的理智所定的
Then will is determined by His emotion and knowledge.
这又不对了
It's wrong.
因为神的感情、理智、意志根本不需要先后
Because all this emotion, will and also action of God did not have the precedence or afterward.
他的永恒中间知
Because in eternity he knows,
他的永恒中间定
in eternity he determines,
永恒中间的知跟永恒中间的定之间没有时间的差距
The knowledge and the predestination in eternity has no gap
所以神所知的他就定这句话是告诉我们在永恒中间不是在时间的程序里
So he who knows of the predestined which in eternity is not in the procedure of time
而且这里所讲的定是什么呢
And also here when he said predestined so what's that
定下了他们要效法他儿子的模样
Predestination they are conform also to the image of God
或者我们有一天要得救的人
One day those who are saved
我们都要被神的能力运作感动磨成像耶稣基督的样子
God's power works and mold us to be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ
这是永恒计划里面神主动的这个位分
This is what God stands in eternity for us
那当神的创造来到的时候
When the creation comes now
时间进展的时候
When the procedure time comes
我们一个人一个生下来
One by one we are born
生下来以后呢
After we've been born
神说定的
What God predestined
神就在历史中间行事
In history he works
我上一次对你们讲如果一个人既然上帝定了为什么反对
Last time we said that you got a predestined why should we preach then
定了就算了
He predestined
上帝定的就得救不得救不得救我们做什么啰啰嗦嗦
You got a predestined you are saved then we are saved so why is they want to work
传福音没有果效的
No result
没有用的
No use
也不能改变上帝
Cannot change God
上帝定他得救就是得救
God predestined he said he saved
上帝定他不得救就是不得救
And God predestined he not saved he not saved
神如果已经定了我为什么还要传福音
You got a predestined what's that what for I preach
你们有过这样的疑惑吗
Have you had
有没有、
啊、
有没有有没有
Have you?
诚实讲有没有
so do you say
有才正常刚才不讲话的不正常
It is normal when I say you have
你有这样的疑惑是正常的
When you have this doubt it's normal
上帝定了
God predestined.
那我为什么还要传福音
What's that? What for I preach?
每一个人都应当这样想才对
Everyone must think this way that is normal
不一定这样想就得到对的答案
But it doesn't mean when you think this way you get the right answer
上帝既然定了
Now God predestined
为什么我要传福音
Why is that am I preach then?
你传福音是传什么
What are you preaching then?
传什么
What are you preaching?
传福音是传福音对不对
Gospel
传福音是传什么
Why are preaching the gospel?
啊，传邓小平。
邓小平 you're preaching。
传福音是传什么
？When you preach the gospel, what are you preaching?
传福音。福音是什么
？What's gospel?
是福音。
Gospel is gospel。
福音是什么音？是福音。
Gospel is gospel。
传福音就是传福音。
Gospel。
福音是什么
？What's gospel?
好消息。
Good news。
好消息是什么
？What's good news?
Honda stock ready stock。Good year 这个 tire 已经来了。这福音是什么
？What's the good news?
There's only one good news.
只有一个好消息。
只有一个好消息。
Only one good news.
什么呢
？What's that?
罪人在基督里可以得救。
Sinners in Christ could be saved.
我们传福音的时候
，When you preach the gospel,
就是对罪人宣布说
，We're proclaiming to people,
你们可以得救。
You can be saved.
耶稣为你死了。
Jesus died for
you. 耶稣拯救你。
Jesus saved.
他从死里复活了。
He resurrected you.
你的罪可以得到赦免。
The sins
can be forgiven. 你可以领受新的生命。
You can receive a new life.
一生和好。
啊、
这个叫做福音。我再说
One more time.
传福音是传什么
When you preach the gospel,
传福音
gospel?
福音是什么
What's gospel?
福音是好消息
good news?
什么好消息
What's good news?
罪人在基督里可以得救
Sinners in Christ be saved.
那怎么得救
How are we going to
save? 耶稣为他们死为他们复活
Because Jesus Christ died and resurrected for them
耶稣就又站在主动的地位了
Jesus Christ standing in the position of activeness
所以虽然你传福音
When you preach even
though 好像福音被你传变成被动的
Let the gospel is being preached by you passively
是的福音永远不是被动的
The gospel is never passive
基督为我死为我复活要拯救我他是主动的
Christ died and wanted to save and resurrected for us He's active
感谢上帝
Praise God
所以这里很清楚地告诉我们
very clearly tell us,
上帝所预知的
What God proving for you,
定下效法他儿子的模样
predestined for us to be conformed to the image of his son
那么上帝所定的
then what God has predestined
就已经是永恒了
It is eternity.
定了就好了嘛
It predestined,
不可以的
you cannot be like that.
那是 eternal decree
那个永恒的旨意
我们再要加上 dynamic process in history
我们在历史里面要加上动态的这个成就
the eternal decree
永恒的旨意
is in eternal planning of God
是在神永恒的计划里面
that is a static decree
这是一个动静止性的这个旨意
when come into the history historical process
当它在历史程序里面的时候
the dynamic action
那是一个动性的动作
这个活动的动性的动力的这个行动
dynamic action
什么意思呢
what do you mean
耶稣基督要来
Jesus comes
如果上帝定了就是定了得救就得救不得救就不得救耶稣为什么还要再来
if God had predestined whether you're saved
已经定了嘛
and what for the Christ Jesus come even though he predestined
他来
but he comes
就是把那永恒的尽兴的旨意在动性中间变成了历史行动
so that the eternal static decree now become the dynamic action in our history
我们传福音也是这样
the same thing when you preach
我们传福音的时候
when you preach
是把神在永恒中间定的旨意在历史中间化成这个动性的历史行动
that the static decree of God being transformed into the dynamic action in history
所以当我们不明白的时候
when you do not understand
我们常常问
many times we ask
为什么他已经定了我还要传福音
Why say he is predestined? What for we preach them?
耶稣说
Jesus said,
父定的我还要下来死，难道你连传福音都不传吗？
And God has predestined you to come and die, then you have to preach the gospel then.
你就明白了。
Now you understand.
定已经定了。
He has been predestined.
定了以后，耶稣还要来死。
But Christ still have to come and die.
你还没有半死就跑掉了。
But half dead, not even dead, you want to run away.
定了就定了嘛。
You say predestined, predestined.
好像一个人看了工程师画的这个建筑
，like a man have seen the architect have drawn the plan.
就工程师画完了
，after he completed the drawing.
那就画完了就完了，不必做了。
He said completed, don't need to put into action.
你看你多少房间都定了嘛
？So how many room have been fixed?
多少高都定了嘛
？Even the height have been fixed.
这个多少铁条都定了嘛
？And how many steel rods?
已经定了，还要叫我做什么
？It didn't mean what do I do?
那么如果你要做，要怎么做呢
？And what are you going to do now?
你不要定，我乱做。
So if you don't preach,
不行
I'll do my own way now.
一定要照天上所定的地上做
According to what has been done there You want to do it here
地上做不能乱做
So what you do is here You cannot do it in your own way
不能随你自己的意思做
Not according to your own will
要照着天上的样式所指示您的去做
But according to the heavenly image、
全本圣经的原则是一样的
The whole Bible's principle is consistent
所以摩西在山上四十天
Moses on the mountain for 40 days and nights
为什么四十天
Why 40 days?
上帝对他说会摸多少长多少宽多少高多少根柱子 用多少绳子，
他们的 rope
戒指怎么样插到地上，
他
的布幕怎么安排，
他的 put the tent
桌子在哪里，
where is the table，
这个金灯台在哪里，
where is the golden
stand， 哦，讲完了以后
all these things，
第二天
the second day，
上帝问摩西说，我昨天讲什么，
God asked Moses what did I say to you last night，
多少仓多少忘记了，上帝说再写一次，再写一次，
I forgot them，
再写，这样要四十天，照着山上所指示。
What did this according to what he instructed on the mountain？
不可以错。
It cannot be wrong。
为什么呢？预定
，what have been determined，
跟实行
，and the put the action
之间要并行。
It must be parallel。
后来你看出来了
，then you see，
原来上帝的计划很伟大。
The God's plan is so mighty。
因为看他们盖冰室。橙色饼的桌子的时候
so when you put this show table，
这个钢是在这里的，
钢是
钢，这个钢是在这里的，是刚刚好在这个桌子这里。
So it's just here rightly。
所以当他们抬起来的时候
，So when you took the rope，
就
the rope
跟肩膀一样高了。
Same height as your shoulder。
因为上帝这样指示的。
Because God instructed。
但是所有的东西里面
，But all things
只有一件
，Only one thing。
这个钢不在这里。
When the rod isn't there，
钢是在下面的
，but lower，
完全不一样的
，it's totally different。
摩西不可以改的
，Moses cannot change that。
那件东西是什么呢
？What is that？
是又贵
，that is up。
为什么这个钢呢变成在下面呢
？Why is that when coming to the ark？
因为他们抬起来的时候
，when you raise it up，
这个又贵最低的地方是在他们的肩膀上
，the lowest part of the ark must be up on the shoulder。
又贵就怎么样呢？
And then
就比他们的头更高很多了，对不对
？Higher than the head。
然后怎么样呢
？And then
两个基路伯展开翅膀的形象在最高的地方。
The cherubim who spread the wing were on the higher side。
为什么呢
？Why？
因为这是上帝定的。
Because this is what God has
decreed。上帝定的，你要照着做。
You must do according to what God has decreed。
当你做的时候，你看见原来上帝的智慧、上帝的荣耀是这样。
The sense of glory and wisdom of God。
所以当以色列人两百万多人行军在旷野的时候
，So when the 2 million Israelites walk in the wilderness，
所有会幕的器具。都在人头底下。
All the things in the temple, in the table will be below man's head.
只有一样是人头之上。
Only one that's above man's head.
那是什么
？What's that?
有贵。
The ark.
什么
？The ark.
神用他的信实，同他不变的本性，不背负自己的诚实，与人立约，是要高过来，高过你。
That God is said to have a covenant with us which is higher than our will.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
所以一切的一切照造神所定的。
So all things will be called, done according to God's will and determination.
上帝在天上定的。
God has determined in the heaven.
你要去做出来。
You must do it.
当你做的时候
，When you did it，
你要照做上帝所定的去做。
You do it according to God has predestined.
所以你不能说你已经计划好了，全部定好了，我不要做。
So you cannot say that all things have been planned. I don't want to do it.
上帝说，我就是定要你做。
God said that I fixed it if you do it.
上帝预定得救的人
，When he that God has predestined to be saved，
我怎样去做出来呢
？How am I going to work it out？
我要顺服圣灵的差派。
I want to submit to the leading of the Holy Spirit。
当圣灵差派一个人的时候
，When Holy Spirit sent a person，
就叫这个人照着神所定的一步一步，他把工作建立起来。
So according to what God has predestined, step by step, when you do the work，
这里提到四样
，Number 14，
神所定的
，What God has predestined。
神定了某某人某某人某某人某某人
虽然说虽然说虽然说
你说为什么定我的救为不能定他的救你不必管
He said why I'm saved and he's not
你说神不公平不必管
He said God's not the just
如果你敢讲神公平全世界下地狱就是公平
Because you're talking about justice all men should die that's justice
应当下地的所有人中间
In all men who should die and go to hell
神要拣选一些的蒙恩
God elects some to be saved
是出于他的恩典
It is out from his grace
而恩典是人不配得的
Grace is something with
所以没有一个人可以因为为什么我不蒙恩来责备上帝
No one can because you're not saved Then you say that you want to rebuke God
人只能说主啊你既然恩待我我感谢你
You can only say that God had mercy on me I want to thank you and glorify you
那种蒙恩的人
Then those are saved
上帝就去
God say go
传福音给别人
Preach God to others
那你说主啊我顺服
He said Lord I want to be obedient
神所定的
And what he presented,
现在要行出来
you must practice.
所以神的第一个工作预定
The first work of God is the predestined
第二个工作
The second
什么 浮躁，浮躁，教会应当勇敢对世人浮躁。
Your church must call bravely to the world.
悔改吧
，repent，
回到耶稣基督面前来吧。
Come to Christ.
他为你死了
，He died for you.
你要相信他
，You must believe in him.
凡信靠他的就必得救，不至灭亡。
Those who believe in him would have eternal life and not perish.
这个是浮躁
，This call.
那神怎么浮躁人
？How did God call?
是亲自晚上梦到的规矩，我是上帝。
Is it at night you got a dream and God calls you in a dream?
不是的
，No，
上帝的浮躁
，God's calling.
透过他圣经的话
，Through His Word in the Bible，
透过教会布道的时候讲台的呼召
，Through the pulpit that issued the calling in evangelism，
透过在你日常身份中间，你心中特别受的感动
，And also through your daily life you have been touched by the Holy Spirit，
透过侍奉主的人牺牲的榜样感动你，使你也顺从上帝
，Through the one who served the Lord with examples you are touched，
所以神所定的。
What God predestined?
就召他们来。
And call them to Christ.
你们听过呼召吗
？Have you heard the calling?
你们经历过神的呼召
？Have you experienced God calling?
我们在希伯来书查经的时候
，In the Hebrews exposition,
查到亚伯拉罕蒙召的时候
，When he talk about Abraham being called by God,
我就很严肃地对听众说
，Very solemnly I told the congregation,
这是圣经第一次提到人蒙神。呼召的事情
The first time the Bible mentioned a man being called by God
所以要不然以前
Before Abraham
有许多伟大的人
Some of the great figures
亚伯
Yeah,
Job 死了人就说话
Abel when he died to speak, you know
或作被主借起
When he was still alive, he was accepted by God
挪亚
Noah
动了敬畏的心定那世代的罪
He had a heart of fear to God and he condemned the world
那都没有提到蒙召的事
But all did not mention about calling
亚伯兰的时候
When it comes to Abraham
神呼召他
God calls Abraham
当亚伯兰独自一人的时候
When Abraham was alone
神的呼召临到
God's call came upon him
今天我们基督徒每次听到呼召呼召蒙召蒙召我们马上想两件事
Today when Christian we say about calling or being called we talk about two things
他说传道要训练神秀了蒙召蒙召
You say that I'm called to be a preacher
第二种是
the second
某某老伯伯蒙召归天死了死了
Yes, that's the old man have been called back to God
我们每次提到蒙召的时候
We talk about calling
我们就讲这两件事
These two things we know
去做传道
To be a preacher
或者去坟墓
Or to go to home
就这个叫做蒙召蒙召
This is called calling
蒙召进神秀蒙召归天
Called to the seminary or called to heaven
是吗
Is that so?
这里讲的不是
No,
神所定的，神呼召他们
，God called them，
呼召他们出来做什么
？Call them out for what？
与世界隔绝
，in the world，
分别为圣
，they're sanctified，
这个分别为圣
，they've been separated for holiness，
separated for the holiness，
separated for holiness，
separated for God，
为圣而分别为圣。
So after we have been alienated from sins，
然后我们从罪里面被疏离了
，separated from the perishing world，
从那个被这个灭亡的世界，我们被分出
来 ，we are sanctified。
被
We are called
我们被呼召了
We are justified
我们就被称义了
所以第一
The first
神定
God predestined
第二
The second
神召
God called
第三
The third
神召了又做什么呢
After calling what we do
要称我们为义
To justify us
被召的人
Those are called
需要称义
We must be called
关于称义的道理
And the justification
我们去年讲第三章第四章讲了很多很多
Last year when we talked about chapter 3 we saw very clearly
不算为罪人
So we are not called as sinners
这是消极的称义
Passively the meaning of justification
基督的义降在我们的身上
The righteousness of God, Christ come to us
使我们如同穿义袍的人
And so we have put a robe of righteousness
我们的罪赦免了
Our sins are forgiven
基督的义赐下来了
Jesus righteousness given to
us 我们被称为义
We are justified
这样得救以后
After we are saved
义袍在我们身上
Then the robe of righteousness upon us
基督的荣耀再次恢复在我们身上
So the glory now restored
我们从前犯罪亏欠了上帝的荣耀
In the past we sinned and forsook the glory of God
如今我们称义彰显上帝的荣耀
Now we are justified and manifesting the glory of God
我们愿意把我们的生命的中间我们的肢体献给义做奴仆
So then we offer a part of our body to be the servant of righteousness
为我们结出仁义的果子
and to bear the fruit of righteousness
我们以义人的形象
and also the image of righteousness
我们以义人的生活
and also the life of a righteous man
我们以义人的见证
and also the witnesses of a righteous man
神就把义赐给我们的
So God has given to us righteousness.
所以我再讲
one more time，
称义的两方面。
The two side of this.
一方面
the ，first，
从消极来说，不再算我们是罪人。
No more we are condemned as a sinner。
第二方面
，the secondly，
积极的来说
，actively，
上帝的义赐给我们的。
God's righteousness has been given to us。
那我们的罪怎么得赦免呢
？And how are our sins forgiven？
罪的赦免是称义。
Our sins are forgiven. That's called justification.
上帝的义赐给我们也是称义。
God's righteousness given to us is called justification.
消极的称义跟积极的称义。
The passive and active justification.
这两件是根据基督的死跟复活。
These two things are according to death and resurrection of Christ.
基督的死
is death.
是为我们的罪
die for our sins.
基督流血
he shed his blood.
赦我们的罪
cleanse our sins.
基督舍命
he gave his life.
使我们得回我们的生命
so that we restore our life.
所以基督的死
His death
使我们消极称义
So passively we are justified
基督的复活
His resurrection
使我们蒙上帝悦纳
Actively we are accepted by God
把救赎的果效放在我们身上
And the result of salvation come to us
我们在他的生命中间有份
In his life we have a share
所以呢罗马书四章二十五节告诉我们
So Romans chapter 4 verse 25 says
基督死是为我们的过犯
Christ died for our sins
基督复活是叫我们称义
Christ rose from the dead for our justification
所以当上帝称我们为义的时候
So when God called us to be righteous
我们还是被动的
We are too passive
We are predestinated
我们被定
We are called
我们被召
We are justified
我们被称义
这三样
Three things.
第四样呢
The fourth,
称义的人呢
those are justified,
继续不断在世界上生活
continue we live in the world,
在一个漫长的道路中间
in a long way of life,
他们是义人
they are righteous men,
但是他们是在罪人中间的义人
but they are the righteous men among the sinners,
在罪人的本性中间被称义的义人
they are the righteous men being justified in the sinful nature,
所以呢
and then,
马丁路德说
Martin Luther says,
我得救以后
After I've been saved,
我到底是一个罪人的，或者我已经是个义人
？Am I a sinner? Or am I a righteous man?
他说这是 very paradoxical，
这个是反合性的。
为什么是 paradoxical？
Why paradoxical？
我同时又是义人
，at the same time I'm a righteous man，
我同时又是罪人
，but at the same time I'm a sinner。
为什么呢
？Why？
我活在罪性。的惯常的这种生活的里面
I'm living in the life of a habitual sinful nature
但我不能够继续用罪行来过旧的那个生活
But I cannot continue to use the contact of sin to live in the righteous life
我本性里面知道我很多败坏
In nature I know that I have many weaknesses
新生命吸引我跟随主
But the new life attracts me to follow Christ
所以同时我是一个罪人
I'm at the same time a sinner
因为那个被称义的人就是这个罪人
But that is that this man who is justified
我被称义以后
But after I've been justified as a sinner
我已经是一个义人
I'm not a righteous man
因为新的地位赐给我了
Because the new position has been given to us
旧的性情还会复发
But the old nature sometimes will come back
旧的性情应当被钉在十字架上
It has to be crucified on the cross
所以我在罪的环境中间
So I'm in the surrounding of
我还记得我从前怎么犯罪
I remember how I sinned in the past
我的罪性的惯常的这种性情里面
In the habitual of sinful nature I live
我不在罪的惯常生活里面
But I'm no more in the light of that habitual sinful nature
我新生的样式
Because I have a new life
一举一动中间都表现出来
My action is being manifested
所以我同时是一个义人
I'm at the same time a righteous man
我同时是一个罪人
But also a sinner
请问保罗称义了没有
Has Paul been justified
保罗信主称义了没有
You believe in God have
been 得救了没有
Is he saved
保罗说什么
What did Paul say
我在罪人中是一个罪魁
I'm the greatest sinner of all
耶稣降世也拯救我这个罪人
Christ is come and save me as a sinner
我这个已经称义的人
I'm one who is justified
还是有软弱的
I still have weaknesses
还是里面有罪性的控告
In me there's still accusation of the sinful nature
有旧性情的这一个要把我捆绑的这种意图
And also this old nature want to bind me
我要得胜他
I want to be victorious
我要靠圣灵的能力才能得胜
And also relying on Holy Spirit I can be victorious
感谢上帝
Praise God
所以在这个整个漫长的过程中间
So in this long process
基督的生活有困难
And there's a difficulty with your Christian life
有挣扎
There's a struggle
有征战
And also there's a war
有矛盾
There's the conflict
有冲突
There's also a paradox
所以呢加拉太第五章
In Galatians chapter 5 says
告诉我们
Tell us
圣灵与情欲相争
The Holy Spirit fight against the flesh
情欲与圣灵相争
The flesh also fight The lust also fight against the
Holy Spirit 要使我们没有办法做出我们要做的事情
So that we cannot do what we want to do
得救的人吗
Are you saved?
得救。
Oh, yes.
如果没有得救，怎么会圣灵在里面帮助他以情欲相争？
If not, how can Holy Spirit draw in you to fight against the lust?
得救的人就没有犯罪的可能吗？不是。
Is it so possibly for us to sin after we get saved? No.
如果没有犯罪的可能，怎么有情欲在里面叫他做他不要不能做的事情？
If that's not possible, how can the lust dwell in him and to cause him to do something he doesn't want to do?
这是基督徒的困难。
This is the difficulty of the Christian.
所以我们许多时候，
so many times,
虽然称义了，
even though we are justified,
我们还在羞辱中间。
Still in shamefulness,
因为有犯罪的可能。
Because there's possibility for us to sin.
我有软弱的可能。
There's a possibility that we're weak.
我们有失败的可能。
We have the possibility we can fail.
我们失败的时候。
At the time when we fail.
我们没有荣耀。
There's no glory for us.
你不要想基督徒是永远得胜。
Do not think that Christians are always a victor.
不要想这世长老就一点麻烦困难没有。
As the deacons and elders have no difficulty at all.
你不想牧师们就没有犯罪的可能。
Don't think the pastor have no possibility to sin.
十多天以前。
About 10 days ago,
有一个人从一个城市打电话给我。
There's one man who called me from a city.
他说：“汤牧师，我们教会的牧师发生事情。
”He said, "Reverend Tom, our pastor in the church has something wrong."
刚刚案例半年发生大事。
He had just been ordained for half a year, but something gone wrong with him.
我说什么事情
？I said, "What happened?"
现在在监牢里面。
Now he is put in prison.
牧师进监牢。
The pastor is in prison.
什么事啊
？What happened?
是不是撞死人了、
啊、？Is it that he had killed someone accident?
不是不是，
accident?
小、
no?
小事情。
A small thing.
怎么会进监牢呢
？How come he is in prison?
这个牧师忘记他是牧师。
Pastor has forgotten he's a pastor.
很糟糕啊！如果你忘记你是人，你会变成像猪一样的、啊。
So if you forget your pastor, you become a pig.
我牧师忘记牧师，发生什么事啊
？He said, "Pastor forgot he's a pastor. What happened now?"
牧师去书店买书。
So when he go to the shop to buy,
买了一本
，he bought one.
付了钱以后
，after he paid,
跑回去再偷四本书。
He went back and stole his golden four.
然后就从门出去了。
And then he could start from the gate.
马上被抓到。
He was caught.
抓到以后呢
？And after that,
不问什么
？They didn't ask anything.
他承认他错了。
He acknowledged he was wrong.
抓到警察去拘留所去关起来。
Put in the prison and also in the police station.
你是在哪里工作的
？And where do you work?
你名叫什么
？What's your name?
你做什么的
？What do you do?
是牧师。
The pastor.
警察吓了一跳。
And also the policeman was frightened.
牧师偷书啊。
And how come you steal books?
哪一个教会
？Which church?
某某教会。
Such as a church.
那个教会吓了一跳。
So the church also was astonished.
他们知道一定不按他做牧师的。
They said if they know they would not ordain them.
那怎么办？先关监牢再说。
So first he's in prison.
第二天
，the second day，
要叫这一个这个报馆的人来访问他。
We ask the reporter to come and interview him.
把他从什么省学院毕业，在哪里做牧师，做了几多久，什么要把他登到报纸里。
So all the thing about him want to be publicized in also the newspaper.
哇，吓死他了。
So he was so frightened.
打电话给这事部的主席，糟糕了，我会害你们一大堆人啊。
So he called also the chairman of the board and said that I will put you in trouble.
他告诉这事部主席。
So he told the chairman of the board.
这事部主席三更半夜打电话告诉我。
And then he called me at night.
那要怎么办
？What to do？
我说开除他。
I say you want to sack him。
他说让他自动辞职，不开除他。
Let him also resign. No, sack him。
否则的话，整个教会的名义弄坏。
If not, the church will put shame。
你想你是这事，你就免去试探吗
？So you think you're a deacon, you will not sin？
你想你是长老，你就免去撒旦给你的诱惑吗
？Or elders, you cannot have temptation from Satan？
你想你是老的基督徒，你就没有可能犯罪吗
？Or the old Christian, is that possible for you to sin？
不是的。
No。
当耶稣到世界上来的。
When Christ Jesus came to the world。
禁食四十天以后。
After he fasted for 40 days and nights,
与神亲近最高峰的时候，试探就来了。
At the height of his intimacy with God, then the temptation comes.
我们不在天上哎。
We're not in heaven.
我们在地上哎。
We're on the earth.
我们不是在不会犯罪的至圣所里面了。
We're not in the holy of holies where you cannot sin.
不是在天上永远与神荣耀的居所里。
We're not in heaven in the eternal glory of God.
我们还在这个世界撒旦充斥四周的环境。
We're still upon this earth where by Satan fill all these places.
那怎么办呢
？What to do now?
我们许多时候
，many times，
称义了
，we are justified，
还会有很多的弱点
，still there possibly for weakness，
那怎么办呢
？What to do？
主知道
，the Lord knows，
我们的软弱
，our weaknesses，
主知道
，the Lord knows，
我们的本体不过是尘土
，that we are only but the substance why is a dust，
他也不愿意我们羞辱他们
，he doesn't want us to put the shame，
他更不愿意。我们受羞辱
It doesn't also want us to be ashamed.
我们自己要常常谨守自己在恐惧战惊的中间顺服上帝荣耀他的
So we must alert and trembling we want to obey him and glorify him
神所定的
What God has predestined
神呼召
God called
神所呼召的
What he will call
神称义
God justified
那么在这里呢就直接跳到最后一段
就是得着荣耀。
Then you jump to the last stage that's called glorification.
在我们的这个救赎的步骤中间呢
，in our other solutions，
这个 justification，
我们是被称义
，sanctification，
来到成圣，
才 glorification，
然后到得荣耀。
这一段圣经呢就没有提到这个 sanctification 的事情。
So this passage did not talk about sanctification.
这里直接从称义一直到最后什么就是。那就荣耀。
And from justification, it could go over to glory.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为这里提的救赎的有头有尾的意思。
Because it talks about the beginning and the finishing of salvation.
称义是
justify
救赎经历的起点。
The beginning of our experience salvation.
而得荣耀
glorification
是救赎我们蒙救赎经历的终点。
Is the ending point of our experience of salvation.
那么这是我们经历。
This is our experience.
我们蒙造。
We are called,
是为了要称义
so that we are justified.
像耶稣所讲的
say,
我来不是招义人是招罪人使他们可以称义可以得救
I come not to call the righteous but those are sinners so that we justify and glorify
呼召罪人可以悔改
so I call so the sinner can repent
那么一个人蒙恩蒙召蒙称义以后最后神要叫他们的荣耀
so you have been called and justified finally you have been glorified
什么意思呢
What do you mean?
我们没有办法靠自己达到最完全的
It will not be through our own self that we come to perfection
我们走到最后一步的时候
When it comes even the last step
神的保守
God keep us
神的恩典
God's grace
神的引导
His guidance
我们引导到最后一步
And guide until the last stage
那如果你说最后一步是得着荣耀那我现在失败不失败也不一样吗反正以后得荣耀吗
You see if the last step is glorification whether I'm victor or I fail it doesn't matter because finally I'll be glorified
当我们批判不对的教义不对的信仰的时候
So when we critique the wrong doctrines
有的人就反问那他们得救不得救
Someone asks whether they're safe or not
以后他们不对会不会上天堂
And they're wrong will they, go, will they go to heaven or not in the future
那你不能说他们不会上天堂哦
You cannot say that they cannot go to heaven
你说以后他们还会得救
You see well they'll be safe in the final stage
还会得救就算了啦不必太多批评他反正以后得救嘛
so as long as the safe is okay don't criticize them too much
这个态度对不对
is that right attitude
这个态度不对
it's not、
啊、如果你的孩子
if your son
你他病得很厉害
is very ill
又撞了车
and also got an accident
你问他最后会不会死
would he die finally
最后不死
no he won't、
啊、那好了反正不死就算了嘛
no man he will not die no
但是可能走路这样的
But you work in the limb way.
你怎么可以说不算了啦？反正不死就算了，不行的。
You say, I'm not die, so it's okay. No.
神要我得荣耀。
God want me to glorify.
要你得荣耀。
To be glorified.
得胜不够，得救不够，还要得胜。
To be sick, to be victorious, not enough. Also, you must be victorious.
大家说，得救不够，还要得胜。大家说，得救不够，还要得胜。这生命不够，还要得更丰盛的生命。大家说。的生命不够还要得更丰盛的生命所以最后的一步是什么呢
so what's the last
是我们进到越来越荣上加荣把神荣耀的形象彰显出
we come to the last point where we glory we add upon glory and we manifest the glory of God
感谢上帝
praise God
你看一对夫妇感情好不好
you see a couple whether they're good in their relationship
不是看他外表好不好
not outwardly
看他老的时候面孔有没有越来越像
Look when they're old, whether their face look alike.
你懂吗
You know?
为什么呢
Why?
因为夫妻你看我我看你那个就跑过来这里了
Because
as 这就跑到那边去
It's other so you go over to the other side.
不是说的鼻子变得一样长
Not that the nose with the same length, the ear with the same nose.
有一些形象你一猜这个是他的太太
But some image you know that that's why, his wife.
这个是他的丈夫
Or his husband.
那个就什么就彼此反照你懂吗
Because you reflect each other.
我们的神
Our God.
要我们最后的时候
finally,
像他一样
like him,
有他的荣耀
have his glory,
彰显出来
to manifest his
glory. 他要把这个完全的荣耀赐给我
so you want to give us all this total glory.
我们一定要有这样的目标
we must have this kind of aim
前行
we move forward.
那如果到最后的时候
if finally,
你还没有真正与神同行到荣耀他的地步
you will not walk together with God until you are glorified
那么上圣经有一句话
then there's a statement from the Bible
当你见主面的时候
when you see him
你要羞愧见他
you feel ashamed
羞愧
you feel ashamed
就是荣耀的反面
that is the opposite of glory
上帝要我们得荣耀
God wants us to have glory
也要把荣耀赐给我们
then you want to give the glory to us in a final part
你如果不过得胜的生活
if you not live a victorious life
你见主面的时候
when you see him
他还没有使你得荣的时候
before you are glorified
他先让你 彰显你的羞愧。
You will put the shame or your own shamefulness.
那是何等可怕的事情。
That's so terrifying.
求主帮助我们。
But help us.
给我们走到最后的时候。
Then we walk to the final.
我们一方面在荣耀中见他。
On one hand, we see him in glory.
一方面他把我们带到完全荣耀的地步中。
On the other hand, he'll bring us into the final glory.
哪一种人呢？
Which kind of person?
就是爱他的人。
Those who love him.
万事互相效力
All things works together.
叫爱他人的益处
For the good of those
这些人是谁呢
who are these
就是按他的旨意蒙召的人
those when predestined
什么旨意呢永恒的旨意
Eternal with
神要蒙召呢
How do you call?
神所定的
What God predestined?
神所知的
What now?
神就呼召
But call?
神就称义
But justify?
神就使他称圣
And God will sanctify?
使他进到荣耀的地
And glorify
感谢上
Praise God
那么这种人在地上要怎么样呢
This kind of people upon the earth, what are they going to do?
遇到许许多多的痛苦
They'll face a lot of difficulties
可怕的不得了的
The terrible difficulties
荣耀的大日没有来到以前
Before that glorious day comes
他们受非常可怕的逼迫
They'll go through persecution
但是这些都不能胜过他
All this cannot overcome him
所以以下的两个礼拜
So the next 2 weeks
我们就继续思想到这些蒙召被预定得救的人怎样为主受苦
When I talk about these people who have been predestined, who have been called, we glorify how they will suffer for the Lord's sake.
当保罗写这本书以后
When Paul wrote this book after that,
不久
not long after that,
大逼迫就来到
Great persecution comes.
圣徒就受了无穷无尽的苦难
The sins were highly persecuted.
当他们受苦难的时候
At the time they go through persecution,
他们就看这些书
When they read this book,
知道神已经为他们预备好了
They know that Christ has prepared for them.
受苦的兵器
And also the weapon of her suffering.
征战的精气
And also the weapons of wars.
为愿意荣耀神的心智
And also a mind to suffer for
the sake. 信实保守的应许
And also God's faithful, fulfillment kept them.
感谢上
Praise God.
愿主赐福给我们
May God bless us.
给我们在跟随的主的路上
So that we upon this path that we follow him.
我们知道主的恩是这样运行在我们身上
You know such is the working of his grace.
我们低头祷告
Let's bow our head.
是